My masseuse was not the slightest bit attractive, although it's hard to say for sure. Every guy knows that for 10 minutes after jerking off, nothing in the world is attractive. All sexual objectivity normally assumed by women is gone, and they're reduced to being actual people with feelings, hopes, dreams, and even families who love them. So who knows? My masseuse could have been hot. I just wasn't in a position to judge. Desperation can make a person do incredible things. Incredibly stupid things. Incredibly sad things. Incredibly terrible things. And incredibly shameful things. When I get desperate, I'm capable of everything. This is a tale of one Marine's desperation as he headed into combat with a loaded gun. The Road to War, March 1st, 2012, Manas Air Force Base, Kyrgyzstan. Getting from the United States to Afghanistan was borderline unbearable. First, we boarded onto a miserable Delta 747, and as expected, I got screwed with the aisle seat in first class. The flight was an arduous 18 hours, and I was only able to get good sleep for 14 of them. For the few minutes that I was awake, I was very disappointed with the movie selection on my personal television. Additionally, on every single one of the 6 meals we were served, my fucking bread was cold. This was not the glamorous way I expected to head into combat, but I was a Marine, and I could handle anything. So I walked out of first class, where they didn't serve us booze, and exited the airplane in Kyrgyzstan. We crowded onto the flight line where it was 15 degrees. Then we piled way too many Marines on piece of shit buses that were so weighed down the bottom was almost scraping against the ground. We drove out of the airport through a dark, rusty town that made me feel like we were either in a World War II or James Bond movie. Thanks to the clouds, snow, cold air, barbed wire fences, and dying trees, it all had a very Soviet Cold War feel to it. My initial thought of historic shame was reaffirmed when one of the Marines on the bus started doing impressions of a Nazi soldier herding Jews. Not only was the Marine a Jew himself, but he was yelling for the whole bus to hear, making it more outrageous.
Women and children, line to the right. Able-bodied men, line to the left. Elderly and sickly, move quickly to the showers. We must get you clean immediately.
The whole bus was laughing hysterically, partially because that's the most inappropriate joke ever, and partially because no one could believe that a Jew would make that joke out loud. One Marine on the back of the bus, who didn't know this Marine, yelled out,
"My fucking family was killed in the Holocaust, motherfucker! Shut the fuck up!"
The Jew joker yelled back,
"So did mine, bitch! And they all had a sick sense of humor, so get the fuck over it!"
The angry Marine looked confused and then settled down. There was some laughter and discussion on the bus as the Marine in the back pondered the sanity of the Marine Corps. Our bus dropped us off onto the front line of Manas Air Force Base. Manas is a huge transient base, first built as an airstrip for shuttling cargo into Afghanistan. It then became the stopping off point for troops heading into and out of Afghanistan. The base is outstanding. On flat ground, surrounded by beautiful mountains, it has 3 chow halls, all of which are amazing. It has a sports bar, a supermarket, a library with internet access, a huge state-of-the-art gym with anything you could ever want, including a basketball court, and then another separate, brand-new state-of-the-art basketball court with 6 NBA regulation hoops in a large, dedicated tent. The Air Force has a lot of black guys. The base also has volleyball courts, running paths, an entertainment club with TVs for movies, video games, and Wi-Fi everywhere. The place is just fantastic. I spent my entire time in Manas eating, sleeping, working out, and on the internet, like a true officer. On a different part of the base was a shopping center with the following stores. A nail salon for all the fat, disgusting females in the Air Force. An alteration shop for all the airmen who gained 30 pounds while stationed there. A gear store for all the airmen to post pictures on Facebook pretending to be badasses. A souvenir shop so airmen can prove to their families that they were actually deployed to a foreign country.
and a massage parlor because airmen do hard, backbreaking work. Naturally, I found my way to the massage parlor. The massage parlor served two purposes for me. First, ever since I injured my back on my first deployment, I've needed massages at least monthly to be able to turn my head properly without lots of painkillers. Second, I desperately wanted to feel a woman's hands on me. I hadn't touched a woman in a whole 5 days, and I was desperately craving a woman's touch. Now, touching my back would have been a great start, but I was really hoping that the massages came with happy endings. See, on my first deployment to Thailand, you couldn't go anywhere without a woman begging to tug on your dick for a few bucks. So naturally, I figured that every woman in a foreign country working on a U.S. military base had an entrepreneurial spirit and a knack for stroking cocks. Besides, to any deployed Marine, the words massage parlor are synonymous with happy ending. As I walked up to the massage parlor door, I had a quick fantasy of a small, smooth hand with nice nails wrapped around my dick, because quite frankly, my big, calloused hand was getting really old. As a matter of fact, I really didn't care if the masseuses were hideous. Hell, I didn't even care if their hands were bigger than mine. Truth be told, I just wanted a female's hand around my dick, and I wanted to blow a load that at least partially landed on female skin, because blowing loads into porta potties and napkins was getting really old. I was well aware that if I got a hand job with my massage, I was more than likely going to blow a load on myself, but I imagined that if just one tiny drop of jizz got on my masseuse's hand, or forearm, or God forbid, her tits, I could sleep easy at night knowing that I served the needs of the Marine Corps. All my fantasizing was very preemptive, because there was really a 50-50 chance that the massage parlor gave out happy endings. I had no way to know until I was lying on the massage table. All I had was hope and God's will. Inshallah. By the time I got to the massage parlor, I had been in Kyrgyzstan, searching Manas Air Base for halfway decent-looking females for around 6 hours. In that short period of time, I didn't come across any good-looking locals, so I was starting to worry about the quality of the masseuses. All the women from Kyrgyzstan looked unlike any woman I had ever seen. They looked like a mixture of Russians, Middle Easterns, and Asians, and all spoke with Russian accents. I learned soon after arriving in Manas that good old Genghis Khan had raped and pillaged his way through Kyrgyzstan 800 years prior, thereby adding superior mathematical ability, tight pussies, and little dicks into the bloodline. I pondered the way they fought wars back then. I highly doubted that Genghis Khan's campaign across Eurasia was hindered by rules of engagement and rules of war. I can only imagine how much fun and how little stress those guys had in combat. I digress. I stepped into the massage parlor and saw to my immediate right 4 fat airmen and 4 infantry marines. The airmen looked relaxed, but the marines looked both excited and uneasy. They looked like they were excited at the idea that they might possibly get a happy ending, but weren't sure how to ask. I could relate to them. Right above their heads, on the wall, was a large sign that read, "It is against the law to solicit sexual acts." This explained why they looked so uneasy. To my direct front and to my left were the curtains separating the massage rooms and the masseuses. Within less than 1 second, I was finished with a scan of 5 women and identified that I'd have to drink about 17 beers to fuck any of them. I was like the Terminator in the opening scene of T2 when he walked into the bar and began scanning people, except my brain worked much faster than his processor, and my brain was only concerned with assessing fuckability. When I made eye contact with the masseuses, I got the impression they were very attracted to me. I could see the hairs stand up on the back of their necks. I sensed their insatiable thirst for my dick, and I saw a quick scene of me fucking all 5 of them at once with an empty 20 rack on the floor. The way my brain works when I'm horny is truly incredible. Seeing how horny and excited these women were at the sight of my charming smile and buff American body instantly turned them from 4s into 5s. Any woman willing to fuck me magically becomes more attractive. It's like a gift I have. I make women prettier with my presence because I am selfless and kind. I flirted with the Mongol-Russian hybrid working the front desk, while four other women looked me up and down, imagining what it would be like to massage me. I felt very attractive at that moment. I put my name down for a massage the next afternoon, gave the front desk girl a wink, and took a deep breath through my nostrils. As expected, I could smell her sopping wet crotch as it yearned for me. I walked back to the barracks feeling like a million bucks, full of excitement and myself. I spent the rest of the night on Facebook like a loser and sleeping like an officer. When I woke at 11 a.m. the next morning, two of the other platoon commanders from Kilo Company, Toby and Charlie, were just getting back home from the massage parlor. They were excited to tell me about their experiences getting massaged. Charlie was the first to speak. "Donnie, wake the fuck up, man. You gotta hear about the massage parlor." I felt my dick move. I immediately assumed that he got a handjob, which confirmed my hopes that the sign about not soliciting sexual acts was bullshit. I sat up and listened intently. I said, "Please tell me you got a handjob." My face looked like I was in pain. Charlie spoke. First thing she did was pull my pants down below my ass. Then I interrupted him to pull my blanket over my lap and pretend like I was jerking off. Toby giggled. Charlie said, "Donnie, you're a fag." I said, "Charlie, I'm gonna rape your little bitch ass one day. You might as well get it over with." Toby giggled again. "Donnie, you're a fag. Shut up and tell the fucking story, Charlie." "Okay, so I'm face down, ass sticking out, and she's massaging my lower back and upper ass. Her hands came eerily close to my ass crack." "Oh my God, I love that. Continue," I said. "You're a fag." He looked me in the face to emphasize his distaste for my over-the-top behavior. He continued. "So she starts massaging my legs, and then she spent most of the time on my inner thighs. And she worked really hard for a tip because her fingers were like grazing my nuts with each stroke up my inner thigh." I tilted my head back and rolled my eyes back in my head as if I was feeling her hands graze my nuts at that very moment. Charlie continued while Toby nodded his head in agreement. I got a raging boner under my towel and tried to fight it for a little while. Finally, I said, "Fuck it," and I just let it fly. I said, "I've seen your little Jew dick, bro. The head barely makes it out of the foreskin when you get hard." Toby giggled. Charlie said, "Fuck you, you're a fag." I said, "Every time you call me a fag, it builds up a gay rage that's going to come out in the form of a very brutal ass raping one day, and you'll be sorry you ever called me that." Toby laughed out loud. "Fuck both of you," Charlie said, looking at both of us. Then he continued. "So I think she noticed that my dick was hard, and she started calling me her blonde angel." Charlie smiled at the thought of it. "Oh my God, that's what you are to me," I said. Toby laughed. Charlie ignored it, then continued his story. "So then she starts patting my ass, and then judo chopping my ass. She does this for a minute, then adds lyrics. As she judo chops my ass, she says, 'Masseuse.' And then as she pats my ass, she says, 'Girlfriend.' She repeated this like 10 times. It was really weird, but kind of a turn on. I was desperately waiting for the part where she jerked him off so that I had confirmation they gave handjobs. 'Okay, so what happened next?' I said. 'Nothing, man. I was seriously considering asking for a handjob, but there was a sign in my massage room that said, 'Don't solicit sexual acts,' or something like that, so I didn't risk it." I was infuriated. "No handjob? What the fuck kind of bullshit establishment is this? Yeah, I saw that stupid ass bullshit fucking sign too, but who the fuck takes it seriously?" I became deflated and dejected. "Well, I'm sure they did give happy endings at one point, and some dumbass Marine probably tried to blow in the girl's face or some shit and ruined it for everyone." "It only takes one to ruin fun for everyone," I said, depressed. We all nodded and looked down. "Well, fuck. My appointment's in 30 minutes and all I can think about is getting jerked off by one of these Mongol bitches." "Well, go ahead and be the officer who gets court-martialed for soliciting sex from an international worker." He paused for a moment, then smiled. "I would be so fucking happy if you got sent home before your first firefight. Please do it."
"Don't tempt me, boy."
"Why not? You won't do it. You're a pussy."
I stood up like I was going to hit him. He held his hands up to protect his face and said,
"Get away from me, bitch."
I left him alone. I sat back down and started putting my uniform on.
"Well, fuck, man. I purposely didn't beat off last night because I was saving it up to shoot a load on the Mongol.
Now I'm going to be so fucking horny, I'm not going to be able to relax during my whole massage.
Well, I say go for it, Don, Charlie said and quickly hurried away.
With Charlie gone, Toby started talking about his massage. He said that his masseuse brushed his nuts with every stroke. He told this to me with big, boyish eyes that made him look like a little kid who just saw a Ninja Turtle in real life. Toby was a real goody-two-shoes and would never in a million years have asked for a handjob. I finished putting my uniform on and left the tent, headed for the massage parlor, feeling very bitter. The walk to the massage parlor was miserable. My dick was hard as a rock, and with all the blood in my dick, I couldn't think straight. Every fat, disgusting Air Force chick looked beautiful. The Mongol employees looked beautiful. And when I looked down, even my right hand looked beautiful. I kept debating in my head if I would subtly ask for a hand job with my massage. I imagined the creative ways I could hint at a happy ending without being so blatant that I was reported and court-martialed. I knew that my dick was going to be hard as a rock during the entire massage, and I was probably going to be dripping on myself. I would spend the entire massage sweating in anticipation of asking for a hand job. I wouldn't relax, and I would focus on either trying to hide my hard-on or trying to maneuver it into the masseuse's hand as it grazed by my crotch region. I reminded myself of how incredibly stupid I can be when I'm horny, and remembered that every single time I have ever gotten into trouble, and there were many times, it was because I was drunk or horny. I second-guessed my decision to go into that massage with a loaded gun. 2 seconds later, when a hideous, crusty, old, wrinkled female army gunny walked by, and I imagined my dick in her nasty, diseased mouth, I realized I had a serious mental problem and needed to fix it immediately to avoid court-martial. It was time to beat off. I saw a lone blue porta-potty on the side of the main street I was walking on. It was oddly placed, almost weird-looking, on a very busy street with hundreds of people walking by. Lacking more time to find a nice, clean, private, heated bathroom, I decided to stop in the porta-potty for a quick beat. Once inside, I took my right glove off, squirted some hand sanitizer on my right hand, then spat on it and went to town on myself. It was about 15 degrees outside, so it turned out to be the coldest beat I ever threw. My hand became numb very quickly, and I realized that I had to be at the massage in 10 minutes. I closed my eyes and focused, imagining that I was making vicious and powerful love to my ex-girlfriend doggy style. In my fantasy, I pulled her hair. Then she turned around and said with a hood rat accent, "I ain't even trying to fuck with these niggas. Nuh-uh, ain't happening. They can do that bullshit they damn selves." What the fuck, I thought, as I opened my eyes and pulled out of my dream. Someone outside ruined my fantasy. I stood on my tiptoes to look out of the plastic grate on top of the porta potty, and outside there was a group of black Air Force females walking by, talking so loud the whole base could hear. Standard. The one talking actually looked like she had a great body. I was annoyed. But I got right back in the fight and resumed beating the shit out of my dick, this time imagining plowing the obnoxious black Air Force chick until she said the safe word. With a strong work ethic, focus, and teeth-gritting determination, I was done in about 5 minutes. Not my quickest, but given the circumstances and distractions, not bad at all. With my load blown, the thought of nasty Eastern Bloc Mongol masseuses grossed me out, and I immediately relaxed. I was no longer concerned with whether or not I got a handjob. All I wanted was a nice, therapeutic massage to relieve the terrible knots I had in my upper back. I walked the rest of the way to the parlor with a huge smile on my face, and maintained that same smile when I opened the door to the parlor. I made eye contact with the girl at the front desk and held it as I approached her. My smile and energy were so handsome and charming that again, I smelled her crotch as she yearned for me with a huge smile on her ugly face. I returned her a sad smile with one eyebrow raised and shook my head as if to say, "Sorry, you cannot have this." She understood. As I sat in the waiting room around other Marines, I saw how anxious they looked. I felt bad for them. I knew exactly what they were thinking and how they were feeling. As an officer, always looking to teach something to junior Marines, I wanted to educate them on the importance of jerking off
before massages that don't offer happy endings. Unfortunately, I was called by my masseuse before I got the chance to mentor them. My masseuse was not the slightest bit attractive, although it's hard to say for sure. Every guy knows that for 10 minutes after jerking off, nothing in the world is attractive. All sexual objectivity normally assumed by women is gone, and they're reduced to being actual people with feelings, hopes, dreams, and families who love them. So who knows? My masseuse could have been hot. I just wasn't in a position to judge. My masseuse directed me to remove my clothes and lay face down on the table. It dawned on me that I hadn't showered in 5 days. When she stepped out of the room, I took my blouse off and smelled my pits. It was pretty bad. I took my boots off and was punched in the nose by the smell of my feet. It was like eggs and vinegar that had been out in the sun. I took off my pants and was kicked in the nose by the smell of my crotch. It was like shit, sweat, and balls stuffed into a horse's hoof and then slammed right in my face. I became terribly insecure about my smell. For one, because I was still within the 10-minute window that allowed for concern of the poor girl's feelings, and more specifically, her olfactory glands. For two, I became terribly insecure about what she would think of me. I'm not quite sure why I was concerned with my reputation amongst Russian Mongol masseuses in Kyrgyzstan, but at that moment, I was very concerned that the tall, handsome, and confident Marine officer, who was clearly full of himself, was going to be labeled a disgusting piece of shit by Eastern Bloc masseuses. With little time to spare, I frantically searched every drawer in the room for something that could make my orifices and glands smell a little less like death. I was hoping there was a can of air freshener that I could just empty into my asshole, but I couldn't find one. Alas, I found a bottle of baby oil that I thought would neutralize the smell of shit. So I bent over and poured it into the crack of my ass, hoping that it would have a positive effect. It dripped down my ass crack, into my asshole, then continued dripping down the back of my legs. Gravity's a bitch. Then I poured the oil on my feet, assuming oil always went well with vinegar, and put my socks back on, hoping to protect my masseuse from the stench of my feet. This proved to be a poor decision. I sat back down on the table and took a big whiff of myself. I still smelled of shit and balls. I went back to the drawers and kept looking. I found a small bottle that had a faint drawing of a tiger on it. I screwed the lid off and took a whiff. It smelled amazing and powerful. I assumed it was some kind of lotion, like a Vaseline or mentholatum, and I knew it would be better than nothing. I took a big glob of it and wiped it on my chode. Then, without hesitation, grabbed a bigger glob and wiped it on my asshole. I closed my ass cheeks together with my hands, hoping to spread it around and neutralize more death. And then all of a sudden, my asshole felt like someone was shooting a blowtorch into it. It was the worst pain I had ever experienced in my entire life. The burning sensation in my ass was so bad, I thought I was going to vomit. I think the fire raging on the skin of my ass scared all the shit away from my asshole, back up my colon, up my intestines, into my stomach, up my esophagus, and into my mouth. I gagged several times and even threw up a little in my mouth. I was wincing like a baby with tears dripping down my face. I had both hands on my ass cheeks with my sphincter and my cheeks clenched as tight as they could squeeze. I was hopping around on my tiptoes with my underwear around my ankles and my mouth wide open on the verge of screaming at the top of my lungs. I was so angry I wanted to rip down every sheet hanging in the entire massage parlor and beat the shit out of everyone in sight in a tiger bomb induced rage. As I learned later, the faded drawing of the tiger on the little jar was my first indication that the substance inside was tiger's balm. Sadly, at 28 years old, I didn't know what tiger's balm was. Until I got back to the barracks and told my buddies the story, to which they responded, "Oh my god, that was fucking tiger's balm, you idiot!" Yeah, thanks. I was hopping around looking for something to use to remove the substance that was causing my asshole and chode to rage on fire. I heard my masseuse outside say with a Russian accent, "Mister,
Are you ready for me?
No. Don't come in. Not ready yet. 1 second, please.
Okay, I come back. I looked down and realized that my sock was the best option I had to put the fire out. I ripped off my right sock and rubbed it in my ass with long, hard swiping motions. My face winced and my entire body shook as I wiped. I was in terrible pain, so in a rage, I ripped the sock apart and gave myself some more surface area with which to wipe. The pain began subsiding, but still lingered at a pretty decent level. When I was out of sock to wipe my ass with, and the pain subsided to a more tolerable level, I leaned against a wall, sweating and out of breath, and pondered how I had the potential to be such a fucking loser. I was literally in shock that I could be so fucking stupid. I should have known from the harsh smell of the substance that it might have had an adverse effect, like the fires of hell. Hindsight's 20/20. I looked down at my naked body with shitty baby oil dripping down my sweaty legs, with one sock on my left foot, one half a sock filled with tiger's balm and shit in my right hand, smelling like a chemical-rich diaper creation lab. And then I saw my blouse on the floor with the proud U.S. Marines name tape, with my name O'Malley and my shiny silver bar indicating Marine Officer. And I started laughing hysterically. I shut my eyes as I laughed loud and hard, flexing every muscle in my body with the same intensity that I had when the fire was raging. I fell to the ground on my hands and knees and continued laughing. Finally, my masseuse opened the curtain and peeked in. She saw me butt naked, on all fours, in all my glory, bright red in the face with my head tilted back, laughing without a care in the world. She quickly shut the curtain door and said, "Oops, sorry." Unfazed by the intrusion, I continued laughing uncontrollably for several minutes more, and eventually lay down on the table with my boxers on, and continued laughing until my stomach hurt. Then I finally gave her permission to enter.
"I'm ready," I yelled, still laughing.
She walked into the room and smiled, not the slightest bit embarrassed to have seen me naked, which was unexpected. I thought she'd be a little shy about it, but she was older, and definitely more experienced. Before she started, she said, "Why you have on one sock?" "My feet get cold," I said, not knowing what else to say.
"Then where is other sock?"
"Oh, I ripped it." I glanced over to my pile of clothes. Half of the Tiger's Balm shit sock was sticking out from underneath my pants. I smiled, then nodded to my left foot. "You can take this one off," I said, not wanting to explain any further. She took the sock off and said in her Russian accent,
"Oh, wow. What do you shower with, boy?"
I laughed as I said, "Oh, the military soap they give us is no good."
"Oh, wow," she exclaimed, amazed that military soap smelled like eggs, oil, and vinegar,
as she warmed up my muscles with her hands. I told her that the biggest problem I had was in my upper left back around the scapula, and that I wanted her to focus there. This is where my experience should have taken a turn for the better, since it's hard to be a bigger loser than I had already proven myself to be, but didn't. In fact, I continued coasting down the road to shame. She did a decent job warming me up and getting to the scapula. As soon as she put pressure on my scapula, I grunted under the pain and pressure of her hands.
"You are very tight here. I must work here for a long time."
"Yes, please. You can spend the whole session on this part of my back," I said. She continued rubbing all around my scapula and began using her elbow at my request for more pressure. She put the full weight of her body into her elbow, creating so much pressure it pushed the air out of my lungs. Each time her elbow slid past my scapula and into my trap muscle, I grunted loudly. The knots and scars around my left scapula throbbed on a daily basis and were very sensitive to the touch. Her elbow, pressing down underneath all her body weight, felt like a jackhammer in my back. My grunt was a combination of the sound, "Ah," with my teeth gritted, and the air being pushed out of my lungs by the pressure. Because she moved slowly, the first motion from lower back up to my neck worked out to roughly one grunt every 12 seconds. Then she started in the mid-back and worked her way up.
One grunt every 8 seconds. Then she focused on the scapula and brought me to one grunt every 3 seconds.
It sounded like this.
At this point, there's a lot of noise coming from my room. To the untrained ear, it could have been assumed that a couple was having sex. Not surprisingly, three other masseuses pulled the curtain and peeked inside to see what the noise was all about. Then I heard someone in another room say, and this was definitely an Air Force nerd, "What the hell is that noise all about?" I began to get a little insecure about my grunting and tried to hold it in. By holding it in, I turned my manly grunt into a pathetic little whimper. She continued her massaging and started laughing at me.
"Why are you cry, boy? You look like big strong men, and you are cry?"
She resumed laughing. I don't know what it was, but it really rubbed me the wrong way. She kept laughing and repeating, "Why are you cry, boy? Why are you cry, boy?" As if she found it immensely humorous that a big Marine could be such a pussy. I had a quick vision of choking her with my Tiger's Bomb shit hand until she started crying, and then saying, "Why are you cry, girl? Why are you cry?" The vision went away as quickly as it came. I finally responded to her and said, "I'm not crying, my throat is clogged." Clear my throat. She said, "Oh, okay," like a smartass. Then she resumed laughing at the whimpers that I was trying to turn back into grunts. She came close and whispered in my ear,
"Don't cry, boy. It's okay. You don't cry."
I realized at that moment, I was probably the biggest, worst smelling, most disgusting pussy she had ever massaged. I was anxious for her to finish and get her filthy fucking Mongol hands off me. But before she was done, she had me lay on my back while she pretended to be a fucking chiropractor. She tugged and twisted my head and tried to crack my neck, whipping it from one side to the other, carefully but aggressively, as chiropractors do. I couldn't relax enough to let her do it, so I flexed and fought her at every turn.
"Relax, boy, relax."
I finally began laughing at the hilarity of some dumb Eastern Bloc masseuse attempting a chiropractor's most dangerous technique as I resisted her every movement. She probably looked like she was trying to twist my head off. As I laughed, I said, I can't relax, just stop, stop. Finally, she stopped and rolled her eyes, reinforcing that I was the biggest pussy she ever massaged. She walked towards the curtains, and without looking at me, she said,
"You put on clothes. See you at front desk."
The few minutes that I spent putting my clothes back on were miserable. All of the humor had left my body. All that was left was shame. I felt immense, powerful, unadulterated shame about the events from the last hour. I looked down at my uniform on the floor. "Marine officer, huh? Yeah, sure you are, buddy." My back was sticky from the oil that the masseuse used. While it might have looked clean, it felt disgusting. Because I thought about all the other buttholes that her filthy hands rubbed against before she started rubbing my back. I wondered if she even washed her hands. I put my t-shirt and blouse on first, then my pants, and finally, my one remaining sock. I looked at the two halves of my Tiger's Balm shit sock on the floor. I would have normally chuckled, picked up the socks and stuffed them in my pocket. But instead I thought, fuck this bitch, and left the socks right where they were. I was feeling so embarrassed already that I didn't care if she thought I was a pig for leaving my two half socks on the floor. In fact, I hoped the Mongol would walk back in and pick them up. And even better, sniff them. Again, I would like to reiterate that I was a Marine officer. So I walked to the front desk with only one sock on my left foot, shitty baby oil all over my body, the remnants of a small fire in my asshole, and no pride left in my heart. Once at the front desk, I gave the front desk girl a partial smile. She returned to me a sad smile, with one eyebrow raised, and shook her head as if to say,
"Sorry. You cannot have this."
I understood. As if I had not been shamed enough, I saw my masseuse talking with some of the other girls down the hallway. She was clearly telling them a story. She held her hands to her nose, she held her elbow up, and she made a crybaby face. She was clearly telling the story of what it was like massaging me. The three masseuses listening were laughing hysterically. Feeling like a complete loser, I walked out of the massage parlor and into the freezing cold, causing my dick to complete the transformation and shrivel up into an actual pussy. Within my first two steps outside, I walked by a group of my Marines. They propped up, smiled, and said with a crisp salute, "Good morning, sir." I stood up proudly and returned the salute with a confident smile and a motivational, "Rah, Marines!" Once they walked past me, I let my smile fade, let the air out of my lungs, hung my head down in shame, and headed back to the barracks, feeling like I had let down my Marines and my country. If they only knew. The end.
All right, now that my story's out, I want anyone else who has a funny or cool, entertaining story from a NAS airbase to share it in the comments. I would love to hear some other stories, but most specifically, if anyone actually did get a handjob, speak the fuck up. I've got a friend who said that there was a secret code word, and he told me after this, after I came home from Afghanistan, he said that if you place a $20 bill on the table in the massage room and said, "I would like a table shower, please," that was a code word for, "Here's an extra 20 bucks for a happy ending." I would love for someone else to confirm that, because the buddy who told it to me is a total joker. I can't tell if he's fucking with me or not.
So hopefully I'll hear from you guys in the comment section on DonnyO'Malley.com. Don't forget, as always, share this with anyone and everyone that you think will laugh at it. And you know what? Even if you don't think they're going to laugh at it, send them to them anyways. I don't give a fuck. Sharing is caring, guys. Thank you for sharing.